Good morning. We're going to move on to the halachas of the 9 days. There are really four categories of the halachas of the 9 days. There's eating meat and drinking wine. There is cleaning and changing clothing. There is making and repairing garments. And there's bathing and swimming. Let's start with the halachas of making and repairing garments. Because one of the applications was still applying now during the time of the 3 weeks. So the halacha is we do not buy begadim chadashim during the 9 day period, different than the 3 week period where we only refrain from buying begadim chadashim where we're making the bracha of shehechiyonu during the 9 days. Even an item which there's no requirement of bracha of shehechiyonu is not a choshev item. A person should not buy it. We're discussing clothing items. That means preferably a person who wants to buy shoes, even though there's no shechiyonu set over a pair of shoes, they're not chashuv enough for that purpose. The person should make sure they buy them before the nine days. If a person needs shoes with Tisha B'Av, preferably should buy them before the 9 days. Similarly, we do not sew garments, make new garments during the 9 day period. That's referring to actually making a new garment as a tailor would do so. But if a person takes a garment which is, and he finishes off the pants, hems it, or something of that sort. If a garment tore and he needs to sew it up, that is permitted during the 9 days. Sewing back on a button also would be permitted during the 9 days. So this is the issue over here is only specifically making a new garment or finishing off a new garment. So the reason we're pointing this out now is a person needs to buy shoes with Tisha B'Av. A person should do that before the 9 days. If a person did not do so, even though we did not buy new begadim, including shoes, but for the purpose of having what to wear on Tisha B'Av, a person would be allowed to do so and then put them on for Tisha B'Av. But preferably a person should do it beforehand. Okay, the other areas which we're talking about are eating meat and drinking wine. So in regards to eating meat and drinking wine, the minhag is for Ashkenazim is starting from Rosh Chodesh not to eat meat or to drink wine. This includes not only meat but even chicken as well. Something which has meat as an ingredient, or it has the flavor of meat, or it has like gravy for meat, even though there's no actual meat, is going to be something which you do not do. But it was just cooked in flesh of kekalim, there's no problem with that at all. On Shabbos, eating meat is permitted. That includes even shalshutas as well. A person would want to eat fleshigs for all three meals, a person would be allowed to do so. A person is also allowed to eat meat in the form of a sudas mitzvah. Could it be a sudas bris, a sudas pirginaben, a sudas siyum? This heter applies to all people which are shayach l'suda. The definition of shayach l'suda, that's a language that we have in the Shulchan Aruch, is a person who would normally come along and attend this suda because of his feelings of his relationship or friendship which he has with individuals. So a close relative would normally come for this, or a close friend would normally come for that. Person who is not in that category should not eat fleshigs in the suda's mitzvah during the 9 days. One of the scenarios which is a very common issue is making a siyum during the 9 days. A person should not specifically leave over a limud to be able to finish it during the 9 days to allow themselves to eat fleshigs. If it comes out in the seder of the limud that the person has, that's going to come out in the 9 days, so that the person should make the siyum then and eat fleshigs at the siyum. If a person normally does not eat fleshigs by a siyum, and they just make a siyum in a very minimal way, and since it's the 9 days, they say, why not chaperein? So first glance, that should be something which is inappropriate. The answer is it is still appropriate. What is inappropriate is a person is not making the siyum in the other scenarios in appropriate fashion with the cheshivas that a person should give to the siyum. The Rashi points out in a tshuva that the siyum does not necessarily have to be on Gemara, it can be in a Seder of Mishnayos, it can be a Sefer of a Tanakh that a person learned, if he learned it bi'iyun. Any type of limud which takes a period of time to finish, it's not something which is done quickly, would have a status of a siyum. One last point, if a person is joining a Suda Siyum, the hefter for joining the Suda Siyum is this fact that the Suda is tendered in honor of the Siyum. Even if the person who's attending, for whatever reason, missed the actual words of the Siyum, he's still permitted to eat fleishiks, because the hefter for eating fleishiks is not because you were present at the Siyum, it's because the Suda is a Suda's mitzvah given in honor of the Siyum. The same thing would be true by Suda's bris. A Suda's pinyan aben, if a person missed the actual event of the bris and just came for the Suda, we're talking about a person who normally would be attending the Suda, he'd be allowed to eat fleishigs because he's eating this in the context of a Suda's mitzvah in honor of the event which took place. We'll talk about the halachas of wine, Mrs. Jim, tomorrow.